This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's been 3 months since Gina Moore left her home near Seattle and set out on a 16-month, 5,000-mile transcontinental walk, which brought her to Santa Rosa over the weekend. She's a 57-year-old grandmother on a mission to raise awareness of the need for registered blood marrow donors and to sign up thousands of new ones.
My granddaughter was born with leukemia. She had a bone marrow transplant when she was 7 months old. Her donor is a 30-year-old man from Germany, one person in the world. And if he hadn't had his cheek swab, then we wouldn't have our Jada. So in order to give back, now that she's in remission, our family created this project to let people know how easy it is to join the registry. It just takes a cheek swab, and how important it is.
Right now, there are about 7 million possible donors listed with the National Bone Marrow Registry out of 300 million Americans. But the odds of finding a suitable medical match for an individual patient remain daunting for the thousands of anxious families who are on waiting lists. The match is based on tissue typing, but the first step in determining compatibility is a simple swab of the inside of one's cheek to collect a few cells for the initial test.
If from your cheek swab you look like a potential donor, the registry will call you and they will say, will you come in and give blood? And if from that blood that you give you look like you are the best match, they will call and say, will you be a donor? 80% of the time today it's called a peripheral blood stem cell donation. You go to the doctor 5 days in a row. Each day you get one shot. The drug that they administer helps your body make more blood-producing cells. Those are the cells that live in your marrow. You have so many of them, they come out into the blood. You go back to the doctor, and it's like giving plasma. They put a needle in your arm, they filter the blood, take out the blood-producing cells, put everything else back, and you're done.
While bone marrow donations were once a painful and invasive procedure, that's no longer the case. Moore says informing people about the details of bone marrow donation is one of her primary objectives.
I asked myself what really needs to be done to grab the attention of someone to say, I'm going to sign up today. I'm not going to wait another day, another week, another year. And I felt like meeting people face to face and bringing Jada's story and the story of many others to their attention, the urgency that the families are feeling as they wait to see if their loved one will find a match.
Gina set out on October 19th, heading for New York City by way of Los Angeles, all on foot and almost entirely without advance preparations. When she arrives in a new town, Moore explains, she strikes up conversations to explain what she's doing and why, and the rest usually falls into place.
I'll look for a church or a fire station or chat with someone in a restaurant and express what my needs are, and then people reach out to help.
Along the way, she's instigating bone marrow donor drives wherever possible. The goal she has set works out to about 4 new donors for each mile she'll walk.
We want to sign up 20,000 new donors. I know that it's a challenge, but I feel it's a challenge we can meet.
Traveling alone with just a backpack, Gina is due to arrive in Petaluma tonight or possibly tomorrow. She plans to be in Los Angeles by mid-April and to reach New York around this time next year. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.